A former Adidas shoe company executive and two other college basketball insiders have been convicted of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. The University of Kansas was one of three schools the defendants were convicted of defrauding. Not long after the verdict was announced, KU Chancellor Doug Girard issued a lengthy statement. The chancellor says the university is evaluating its options over its current deal with the Adidas shoe company, but there is no timetable on a decision. Before the verdict was announced, KU coach Bill Self says sophomore forward Silvio D'Souza wouldn't play in the Jayhawks' first exhibition game.
We will wait for an eligibility review to be done jointly by our university and the NCAA.
It appears that D'Souza is being held out of the game because of the testimony presented at the trial, in which a former Adidas consultant testified that D'Souza's guardian received a payment shortly before D'Souza committed to play basketball at KU last year. Since there are two trials scheduled for next year, in February and in April, Chancellor Girard says KU will refrain from further comments at this time. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.